Okay, we're a Simur Reish Nun and we're up to Siv Beis. The last couple of weeks, we dealt three consecutive weeks with three big Yisaidis. Last week with Dei Machsairai, the week before with Tishmein Amailas Bitzdaka, and the week before with the Meiser Money. Here, at least for most of what we're going to learn today, are Pratim as opposed to Klalim. Siv Beis is the, I guess, the makar, second makar for the idea of Achnasas Kala. Siv Beis Isha Shiba Li Nase. We hadn't discussed directly whether giving money to a woman to get married, where that fits into the picture of things. We had earlier that the Kupa Shel Tzedakah is supposed to give you marry off a Yesaima. But here it talks in general about Isha Shabbat Linasei, for Chanasas Kala you have to give her money. It says something here a bit strange. Isha Shabbat Linasei lo yifchesu la meinun zuz. She should make a wedding for 50 zuz. A zuz is a dinner. A dinner is, well, you guys should know by now, every time we have it I ask you. A dinner is 192 pratik. I told you, dinner is ketzev, is a butcher. When you want dinner, you go to the butcher, you get some meat. No? Wait, remember? So it's a very strange thing. Nun zuz is about $100 for a wedding. Prices have gone up since. Vim yesh bikis mefarnes and isa lefi kvaida. Wow! Look what it says. If there's money in the kiss, give her whatever she needs. So what does it mean? If there's no money in the kiss, then you give her nunzuz. Zok tishach leivzem nunzuz mechayvin es hagaboim lilvais. You hear what it says? The gabe has to borrow. If there's money in the kiss, give her whatever she needs for chasana. Zok tishach mechayvin es hagaboim lilvais. If there's no money in the kiss, then tzedakah should borrow. Vim yeshnam bekiss afil yosim inu nami noisin lafi kvaida. Ran.
What do you mean by chasana?
Okay, it's a good question. So it's important to note that in the time of the Gemara and in the time of the Rishonim, the wedding expenses were paid for by the Chasan. The Minig in the time of the Shas and in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the Minig was that the Chasan paid for the wedding. After all, he's the one that's Mechuyiv in the mitzvahs that have to do with the wedding. And therefore he pays. We have in the beginning of Ksubis, you learned it in your yeshiva years, Meis Oviv Shal Chosan V'Ima Shal Kala Machnisa Sameis L'Cheder V'Shal Chosan V'Kala L'Chuppah. It says there, it's in the beginning of Hilchos Avelos as well, that specifically if the father of the Chosan or the mother of the Kala die, it's an emergency. And you do the wedding first and the Levaya second. Why is it a special emergency by Oviv Shal Chosan V'Ima Shal Kala? Because the chasen has to pay for it. He needs the money. So that's typically the father's job. And the kala needs somebody to help her with the kishute kala, with her dresses, with her gown. So that's typically the mother of the kala.
So,
no, one second. Which means that we have here something a little unusual. We're saying now that Achnasas kala is to help the kala with her money, what she needs. It doesn't say anything here about helping the chosen with his tzarchei hachasana. It only says about helping the kala. We call it achnasas kala. Why do you call it achnasas kala? Why is it more achnasas kala than achnasas chosen? Well, why is the kala side more pronounced than the chosen side in halacha? The busha for. So we find out later in halacha such an idea that we magdim a woman to a man for tzedakah, because for a woman to go around collecting is a busha, for a man to go around collecting is not the same. It's a job, so it's a type of parnasa. I like to say my shver was once at the Kaisel. He said there was a fellow collecting, he had a son with him, so he asked him, what's this? He said, I don't want him to be mutalal at Tzibur. I have to teach him a parnasa. He was going around. So anyway, but the point is that that it seems that there's some special nekuda for a kala. it could be it's part of Erzak Dabayin. The Shmoyne Milas Litzdaka, we said the biggest Mila is to help a person, put the person on Dani on his feet, and then he can be supported later. A girl gets married, so her parnos is mutal on her husband. So it could be that it's a geder v'chzak d'boy to help her out. There's a line from the Sfas Emes. It's printed in the Piskei Tshuva. The question is why it changed.
Yes.
Why did it change? Why does the kala side?
Yeah.
You have a daughter.
Yes.
Why does the kala side somehow? So that's the Vertel from the Sfas Emes. They say from the Sfas Emes, it's printed in Piskei Tshuva. Sfas Emes said, it says that Nehenem Mesudas Chasim Veinem Mesamchai is over Bechamisha Kailos. So if you had a Mesudas Chasim, you're not Mesameachim, so you're over on the five Kailos that it says by Kal Sasim and Kal Simcha. So today we don't make a Sudas Chasim, a Kala. We don't make a Sudas Chasim. We make a Sudas Kala, so it's not a Sudas Chasim. So we're not over on the Chamisha Kailos. That's a veritable. Obviously, when it says Sudas Chasim, it doesn't matter who's paying for it. Ramesha does have a tshuva about it. Why Bizman Hazed the Tzad Kala pays? Ramesha says that it's B'makim Nadin. That's B'makim Nadin. He says nowadays the minhag is not to give a Nadin, like the minhag used to be. So he says B'makim Nadin, the Chasim, the Kala side pays for the wedding. It's not a halacha, he's just trying to explain where the minhag came from. But it's a strange thing that you learn Evan Ezi, you learn about Chasnas, it's always the Chasn paying. And the minhag today has somehow become that that the Kala side pays. At any rate, well, it's interesting. When it says the Gabbai Tzedakah has to borrow, is he personally liable for the loan? Well, it certainly means that he's borrowing against future Tzedakah money. I doubt he's obligated to be personally liable. Why should he be more obligated than anybody else? But he could borrow against the tzedakah money, the future tzedakah money, to give to a kala. So it's talking about giving the tzarchei kala, and that's if Beis. Like I said, I think this is the source for Fachnas kala. Okay, now it used to be given up front a certain amount of money and promises on the
aid.
Okay. Therefore, is it like a nod? Could be. Could be. It's a different form, I guess. You pay it out over time.
Why did Shulchan Aruch pick a number? Which is variable over time.
Yeah, it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch brings a number. Obviously, it meant something to them. We're going to have even a stranger thing in Siv Dalet. You'll see in a minute. First, Siv Gimel. Oni Amazur al Apsachim. Ein Noisin Loi Meakupa Matana Meruba. It's an important halacha. It's a big issue in tzedakah. We had it once before. There's a distinction between aniyim that collect and aniyim that don't. In ani who's ma'azer ala psachim, so when you give him, you don't give him, an individual can give whatever he wants, but from the kupat tzedakah, you give a small amount. You don't give a big amount. This is a right to what we said earlier, that day machsairai isn't an absolute chiyuv to always give day masai, right? But it says you don't give, you give him a ton of ruby, you give him a ton of wetas. There's a distinction of someone who's going around collecting anyway and someone who's not going around collecting. It could be the makar for this din is that gemara that says the isha has kedima to an ish, because the isha, it's not a covet to be mazal al psachim, and the ish is mazal al psachim. So you see from there there's a kedima to someone who's not mazal al psachim over someone who is. Now the question is, what's matanah mu'etis? Someone's collecting, you give him matanah mu'etis. So I didn't see anywhere an explanation. But Rapam used to say matanah mu'etis is you give him an amount that if everyone he's going to gives him that amount, he could live. Guy goes around collecting all the shuls, so you give him a quarter. If everyone gives him a quarter, so he can he can make a living. So you give him an amount, and if everyone gives him that amount, he'll be able to make it. That's the matan. What? Should Dafka give him something he's not happy with? You mean make him happy? Why? So if he's happy with more, you have to give him more? If he's happy with less, you have to give him less? But that's very arbitrary. Some of them are happy and some are not. Okay, so I'm not sure. But it's both. It's really on both. The sugar. Look at Shach Dalid, I should point out. Shach Dalid says, who adim call Yach v'yachid shemazer etzloi ain't so close to the same atana meruba. Chim posik habach. We call Yachid v'yachid shemazer etzloi. He's collecting, it says mea kupa. Not only mea kupa, mea yachidim also. They don't have to give him more than a matana muetis. Siv Dalid. What? It's a good question. So what's he going to get from the Kupa? If he gets a quarter from everyone, what does he get from the Kupa? So I'm not sure. If he goes around collecting, so the Kupa participates. He gets a dollar from the Kupa and a quarter from the people, something like that. I don't know. Siv Dalid. Ain't Paichsin.
Sorry,
see from here that
somebody's an
usher
or
only,
there's no difference.
Who,
somebody's an
usher
to give more.
The donor. Yeah, to give more. Okay. The total you give, yeah, he a nicer. We're talking about, you have you can give whatever you like. A rich person gives a lot of money, a poor person gives less money. But when someone comes to you, you now turn him away. How much do you have to give him? So that's what's doing. Now, Siv Dalid is especially difficult to see what we get from Siv Dalid. Listen to Siv Dalid. Any person lani ivan wakal makim kikar bapundian, medalasan besela. A cookie that costs a pundian at a time that dalit soin costs the seller. So this is a very hard thing to know. One slice of bread, a roll, what it means exactly. Vimlan, noisilai matalishanala. And if he's sleeping over, you give him a mattress. The keses, the temer shaisav, and a pillow. That means you give him or you lend him. Vishemen vikidnius. If he's sleeping over, you give him oil and beans. Because he doesn't like beans. Vim Shabbos, if he stays for Shabbos, Noisloi Mazin Gimel Sudis. If he's staying for Shabbos, you give him Mazin Gimel Sudis, plus Shema Vikitnias, Vidag Vyarek. And you also give him some fish and some vegetables. Vim Akira Noisai, Noisin Laila Fikvaidai. And if you know him, you give him according to his covenant. So it's a little hard to know exactly what this means in practical terms. It's Maza and Gimel, so this should cover Shem and the kidneys. Okay. And also, what does it mean? If he sleeps over, you give him Shem and the kidneys. He doesn't sleep over, you know?
In that sense,
Chaim Kanievsky writes on this line of Shem and the kidneys. He says the Iker meal is a night, so if he's sleeping over in town, he needs an Iker meal. So an Iker meal is oil and beans. Okay. It's very hard to get a clear picture, halacha lemaisa, from what it says here. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how to interpret it, how to apply it. It's I'm not going to be any smarter if we talk about it for a long time. Beans and oil, and I don't know. Yeah. What? Of course, an ani and eved are two different things. The eved is mutl on you. He's your eved. An ani is not mutl on you. You put this. You're not hosting him. He's knocking on your door. Why are you hosting him? If you want to host him, you can. No, no, he's sleeping over in the city. He's sleeping over in the city. Yeah. Asif, what? Dalid, either the Kupa or the city. He mentions the Kupa, but Dalid is the chiyuv of the people there to give him. Sifei aniya yeh merubin, ashirim aymerim yazru al apsachim. You have a machloikis here. There are a lot of aniyim in town, so there's an argument. The rich people say, let them go collecting. Habeinin and Imrim, the regular people say, they have an argument. How should we give tzedakah? Should they go door to door? Or should we make a fund? And whoever comes in, we'll give them from the fund. Of course, the Beinanim say the rich people should give more to the fund than the poor people. Hadin im Habeinin, ki yikachiv tzedakah lefi amamin. Tikachiv tzedakah is according to a person's wealth. Adach HaShulchan writes here, for reasons that are not so clear, that the kupais don't exist in Manazah. The whole idea of a tzibor chipping in and feeding, it was shaykh in a small city, but it's not shaykh in Manazah. And this whole din that were kaifa, the city, to get together is not a practical halacha b'zman. I mentioned to you in the past The Aruch HaShulchan throughout Hilchas Tzedakah expresses the poverty of Litta in many halachas that he says, and he says, if you can make a kupa from all the rich people in town in Litta, there's not going to be any money in the kupa to give out. All right, so as I said, the end of Reish Nun HaPratim, yeah.
So what if you do like the Beit Din, and then the guy goes,
you can send them to the Kupa. Tell him I contributed to the Kupa, go to the Kupa. Okay, we move on. Reish Nun Aleph is a new topic. Okay, Reish Nun Aleph is primarily the topic of Seder Kedima. Who receives tzedakah? Now, I want to explain that from Sif Gimel and on is really the main part of the Simen, the Seder Kedima. Sif Aleph and Beis talk about something that's, I guess, on people's minds when you see some characters going around collecting in the morning. If a person is not from, do you have to give him tzedakah? Or contributing to a guy? Is there a din of tzedakah to a guy? So Sif Aleph and Beis discuss this. The din of a guy is in the Raman Sif Aleph. So what I'd like to do is do first the din of Frayidin, which is the Mechaber in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and come back to Ani Yakum separately. So we'll try to do one thing at a time. First, the din of a mummer. Now, before we start, just to sort of be misader, it's not going to help you, I'm sorry. What type of mummerim are there? In Shas, we have two types of mummer. A mummer l'teyavayin, and a mummer lahachis. What are they? A mummer l'teyavayin is a firm person who does averis because he has a taiva. He has a big taiva. You give him kosher and treif in front of him, he'll eat the kosher. He's not a frayid, but he's about taiva. So what he travels and there's nothing kosher, so he goes and he buys not kosher, but kosher is not available. That's a mummer l'teyavayin. Mummer lahachis is somebody who's makir es rabbeinu yom mechaven limrit bay. Someone who says, I hate God, and that's why I'm doing this. In the good old days, we had mummer lahachis. I don't think there's very few, at least today, mummer lahachis. Somebody who knows God, and is mechaven limrit bay. The only time I ever met somebody, I don't know if you can call them a mummer lahachis, they have abuse victims who have this thing. I once was very close to somebody who had been terribly abused, sexually abused as a child. Every Yom Kippur, he was angry at God. He told me he would walk on Yom Kippur, the other side, live in Borough Park, the other side of McDonald's, they have, you know, buy a tray for pizza and eat it, just to get even with God. I used to tell him, he's the biggest mammon b'Hashem I know. Like if his father would catch him, he'd kill him, you know. And he's such a mammon b'Hashem, he's angry at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for what had happened to him. Now this particular person is probably a tinnik shenishba of some sort, but or an einis of some sort. I don't know. But a regular good old mumma lehachis you don't have today. What's a mumma lehachis? Somebody who makiris rabbi, mechaven limrit bay. We don't have such bali madrega. Most of the mumrim today, they're somewhat tinnik shenishba, which we have to talk about. Most of the mumrim just don't care. It's the emptiness of America. The Yetzer of America's emptiness. You know, they believe in God. They don't believe in God. They don't care. Many of them say they believe in God, and sometimes they have a good davening. But when it comes to frumkeit, they're on the fence. So we're going to have to try to see where that fits. That type of frayer yid, we're going to have to see where it fits. So let's learn the two mechavers. First mechaver. Now you have to help cop to the technicalities here. Mishu havariyam b'meizid al achas mikol mitzvah samuris b'toyra v'loyos ha'tshuva einoi chayiv l'achyoysoi v'loy l'halvoysoi. There's no mitzvah of tzedakah to someone who's an avarion b'meizid. What does avarion mean? Says the Shach Aleph loshen avarion ma'asheh shehu rogil la'avar. He didn't do avera once. He's routinely over v'cheloshen atur v'smak who mummer l'teyavay l'shem mummer masher sherogel b'kach kidlasem ebeis v'kot l'chav v'chein kosev rafs ebeis av a mummer l'teyavay There's a famous Taisus. Taisus says, the Mishnah says a chulin in the first parak, that a mummer that shechs, a yid that shechs, afal pishem eschayi benafsha ishchitasik sheira. So Mishnah says, shachah pishabis, afal pishem eschayi benafsha ishchayi misa ishchitasik sheira. So Taisus says, but he's a mummer. Shchitas mummer is not kosher. So in one parak, Taisus says, a mummer is when he does it twice. Somebody does something once, doesn't make him a mummer. So that's what the Shach is saying. A varion is somebody who's in the habit of, they say, Reb Chaim Brisky used to say about a lamdin, that knowing how to learn doesn't make you a lamdin. Just like knowing how to steal doesn't make you a goslin. You have to actually steal to become a goslin. Knowing how to learn doesn't make you a lamdin. A lamdin is someone who actually learns. An avarion is not someone, is someone who is actually over on a routine basis. So the Shah says, even an avarian l'teyavai, if he's a regular mummer, he's over on a regular basis, so there's no mitzvah of tzedakah for such a person.
Oh, that's just
right. So that's what it says in the Mechaber and Sifal. We'll skip to Ramah, talks about Goyim, we'll get back to it. Sif Beis. Let me finish. Mishu avarian lahachis. Somebody who's an avarian lahachis, a filum mitzvah hachas, can shech on the veila, hechid the shchiach pasuk sheira. There's bunch of kasher around. He doesn't care. Heli pasuk trei, aser liftai sayim nishma. Now before it didn't say aser. Here it says it's aser even pinyishvuyim kol shkein other tzedakas. So let me finish just well, what we learned so far. Siv aleph is ainay chayiv lachiyai. He says no mitzvah tzedaka to mumla teyavai. And siv beis avarian lahachis ain. Also lift Isai. Ramah, that's if Bayes. Avavari Latayavan ain't Isser Bidava, writes in lift Isai. Avlaim Chiyavan Bekach. Ramah says that by Mumma Latayavan, there's no Isser, but there's no Chiyav. Alright, so you have somebody who comes around Shul. Now we have to see if a Tinish and Ishba is different, but right now we'll ignore that for a moment. Somebody's a mummer, he comes around, and you know he's not a firm person. You see him in the neighborhood, he goes around not like a firm person. So there's never a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. If he's a mummer l'teyavain, then there's no chiyuv to give him tzedakah. And if he's a mummer lahachis, which means he recognizes God and is mechavim limerid by, so then there's no.
Does that matter?
His motivation doesn't matter. He does it because he's against God for whatever reason. All right. So these are the two criteria that it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. That the Tiyavain, even Pidyon, you're not even paid to him. Koshkein Sharet Tzedakis. Now let's learn the Gra. Let's go Beseder. Learn the Gra out. The Gra argues. The Gra is if cotton Aleph. Lashon smag, Rasalayma mumla teyavain. He's going to Sif Aleph. He's saying Sif Aleph is mumla teyavain. There's no chiyav, and Mitzvah and Beis is mumla hachitz. Dr. Gra, Mashakasa b'sai perik dal the gittin. Sherebi yam Rasalif daisai lifnu mishur sadin daavad. The tamay kimin shu avaryon eini achicha eini mitzva al me echad achecha va bechay achicha imach at sheyilka until he gets malchus and kumay shomru b'makus kam gimel amid aleph. So till here is everything that we said. It's not necessarily so. The Gra argues with the Mechaber. And he says that a mummer l'teyavain, there's a mitzvah. He says mitzvah l'ftaisai and l'halvaisai. He means l'chiyaisai. The mummer, the Gra holds that there's a chiyuv to by a mummer l'teyavain. So Mechaber holds it's a rishus. The Gra holds it's a chiyuv. In Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, hopefully we get to it yet. He brings others that say like the Gra that there's a mitzvah. So what we have so far is, let's sum up. We have only two categories we dealt with so far. Mumla hachis and mumla teyavin. Mumla hachis, also. Like I said, there aren't many mumla hachis in today. It's like the old, the Vilna apikiris. Right? Somebody told this Rebbe, you know, I decide I want to be an apikairis. So you want to be an apikairis, you have to go to Vilna. There's the Vilna apikairis. He's the head of the apikarsen. So he went there and he asked, yes, where's the Vilna apikairis? They asked around. So he pointed him to the Beis Medrash. She goes in the Beis Medrash. She sees the Vilna apikairis is sitting there with a pile of svarim, hurrying over a sugya. So he walks into him. He says, you know, I want to learn how to be an apikairis. So he tells him, you finished Shas yet? He said, no. You learn Shulchan Aruch? He said, I'm an apikairis. Tells him, apikairis? You're an amoretz. You want to be apikairis? You have to at least know what you're an apikairis about. So we have today, we don't have really a mom alahachis. There's nobody learned it enough to be a mom alahachis, which means, bottom line, from what we learned so far, is there's nobody who you have an excuse to say he's not from. Because mom alahachis, we don't really have today. Mom alateyavain. So what's the machlaikis mom alateyavain? The machabis says, einichayiv. And the Gros says chayiv. We have machlaikis if it's a rishus or a chiyiv. So rishus or a chiyiv, it sounds like a person should at least give him something for tzedakah. So it seems that the way we're learning now, that there's really no category that we're being pata from. What about the category of someone who doesn't care? Well, yeah. Only the rabbis, not the people. Some of the rabbis, they're really Latayov, and they need the job. I once had a conservative rabbi who I had a friendship with. He told me, you get me a job in an Orthodox synagogue, I'll do it. That's what he told me. He told me he's Orthodox, he puts on tefillin every day, he doesn't have a job. So he has a job there. At the time he told me, what do you want? You follow your rebbein. He's from YU. He says, I follow my rebbein. Later I found out Rabbi Yosher Ber didn't allow it. So who's his rebellion? I don't know, but you know, a lot of them are that way. But if you give me
kosher, I'll eat it. But Grumbam, but you say even Grumbam is
never better. Grumbam, well, Grumbam could have been an exception. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. They're on Nusim, the Holocaust survivors in on. Well, according to the Gra, that you chayiv. If it's Rishus, so we're going to talk about it by Goy, in the Darker Shalom, and Pashas, it's not Tzedakah. Give away your money, yeah. No motivation to do it. I hear. What? Kiddush Hashem, Shalai Lai Ursina, but that's, you can't take that off tzedakah. Alright, the issue is, what about today's mumrim who just don't care? They just don't care. So that Shach Gimel discusses. Shach Gimel is a long Shach. The Shach and Taz here both struggle over a stira in the Torah. There's a stira in the Lashon HaTorah between this Siman and another Siman. They're trying to find some type of middle ground. So without going into the whole back and forth of Terutzim that he rejects, but Shach Gimel towards the end of the column in my print, I'm sorry, the bottom, by us it's the bottom line, Vayanirali, by you it's like smack in the middle, Mark, about halfway through, Vayanirali Loimar. He's trying to find the middle category of mumer, and he seems to say exactly what we have today. Hayanirali loimar. Excuse me. Hayanirali loimar that tur mayri kan be'enai mumer lahachis v'loi l'teyavai ela she'ne chayshish bedavar bein echalis araya heter. Understand? He's not lahachis. Now Teyav, he just couldn't care less. And here's what it means. Ain't a chayish bedava, ain't echelis ayat. Bekahai gavna ain't iser bedava. That's the category where there's no iser and there's no mitzvah. You skip the parentheses. The mashmahachi k'divrei harem b'sefi harem. The cost of dada rabam yaslof taisai b'mom amayri lahaches tava min amay loy mukila k'pshutai k'disa b'shas d'chaz le yisrael d'shavei k'teir v'achli sura. Why don't you just say it's a yid shavik hateira vachli sura elavadei mishum dekai gamda in iser bedavar? If stam he has kosher and treif and he eats the treif, Who says he's doing it lahachis? Maybe he just couldn't care less. So what the Shach is saying is the middle category where there's no mitzvah and no iser is by such a person who couldn't care less, meaning that a mumma l'te'avayin would be a mitzvah and a mumma lahachis would be an iser. So according to this, as Shach doesn't say how we pass, because he's explaining the Torah, because he's passing this way too, that the issers we have now, it's neat. Mumma lahachis is an iser. Mumma l'te'avayin is a mitzvah. A mumma who couldn't care less, there's no iser and there's no mitzvah. So that's the way we like things, you know, a little packaged nicely. Now where Tinik Shanishba fits in, I'm not really sure. I don't know. Tinik Shanishba probably doesn't care. He's in this middle category. What? There's a no to care. So is onus different? Are these, the reason we don't give him is as a punishment? Because there's just no mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah, you see, if it's a punishment, so Tinik Shanishba, I'm not going to punish him. But it's not a punishment. The mitzvah of tzedakah is a chicha, somebody who's imcha b'mitzvahs. He's not. It's Nebuch. He's not. But you know, Nebuch happy kairos, I happy kairos. He's what? So there's no mitzvah. So it seems that there's no mitzvah by him. Okay.
So the gramol,
yeah. If someone's an atheist, even if he teaches atheism, it's still the question of whether he's of where he's coming from. It's the old question of whether somebody who's convinced of it on a philosophical level, where he fits into the panorama of things. Pashtus is a Tinik Shanishba. Rabbi Chanan has a famous essay, a Mayamer on his Mayamer al Hayamuna, who Rabbi Chanan rejects the idea that an open-minded person with no negius would say the world came about on its own. You can say whatever you want to how the world came about, but just to say that the world came about on its own without any original creator, Rabbi Chanan rejects as an absurd thing that he says anybody who professes it and gets himself into it, that it comes from a negius. It comes from a person negius not wanting an oil. It's a little hard to know today because science has spent, the United States government has spent billions of dollars to try to justify apikorsis, atheism. Really, the Hubble telescope is only for one reason. There's no practical purpose in the Hubble telescope. It's only to try to find some alternative to a creator. The fact is that until the 50s, the whole scientific world, the great majority of the scientific world, believed in what they called the steady state theory. The steady state theory was Olam Kadmoin, that the world always existed. Since if there's a beginning, there had to be a creator. There had to be someone who started the beginning. So it was a shita of Olam Kadmoin. That shita was the predominant shita all the time. Albert Einstein called it the greatest blunder of his life, that throughout his scientific life he believed in the steady state theory. He made some comments that the Darshanim from Arachim and things like that like to quote, you know, that if you'll prove that that there was a beginning, then you'll prove that there's a God. He said there had to be a steady state theory. Was I had at home, I quoted in the Navi Shia book, for 1959 in Scientific, 1959, not so long ago, in Scientific American, they did a poll of scientists, and the overwhelming majority still believed in the steady state theory. The Big Bang theory, the word Big Bang was a condescending term originally to make fun of Hubble. Hubble was the fellow who proved to Einstein that that the world had a beginning. It's a share unto itself. The belief that the world is the steady state theory is based on the fact that that everything in outer space seems to be unchanging and constant. If there's no change, it's constant. And also on the theories of theories which are pretty much proven of conservation of energy and of mass, that there's no change in the total mass and energy of the world, that seems to say that things are steady. Hubble proved that there had to be a beginning, because he proved that the planets, the stars, there were no planets, that the stars are moving away from Earth at a fantastic speed. And since nothing in space could change, if they're moving away, then if you go back in time, they had to start from a certain period in time. So therefore he proved that there had to be a beginning. Now all this is based on the reading of the different of light, of the light waves, and however it is that they assess the fact that things are moving. They call it the Doppler effect, of light moving away from you. But he proved that things are moving away, and if things are moving away, they have to start from somewhere. So the Big Bang Theory was created that there was a moment, a Big Bang moment. I have upstairs, Dr. Babbage just gave it to me. He told me God has a sense of humor. He had from a magazine, a drasha by one of the today's big Rosh HaPikursim on the Big Bang Theory, and he has the Ramban. The Ramban says that the world started on the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis. He writes, all the matter in the world was the size of a chardol. That's what he writes, the size of a mustard seed. Now when the world began, on the Yerushim, it was a mustard seed, and from that Hashem created everything. And he has a quote from this fellow, his name is Guth, or Professor Guth. And in his article, the highlighted part is, the world started for one proton, a mustard seed-like size thing. That he writes, a mustard seed, you know, like this Guth fellow is writing mustard seed. So, you know, so Dr. Babbage gave it to me, you know, that God has a sense of humor, you know. He's getting paid to make this drasha. It's in the Ramban already from a long time ago. So anyway, I'm getting off topic. The point I want to make is that today there's a tremendous amount of effort and money being put into trying to say how the world could have started from nothing. How is it possible that something could start from nothing? So the whole purpose of the Hubble telescope is to look back in time. They're not interested in looking out of space. Well, they don't care what's in outer space. But if they look like years back, then they're looking back in time. And presumably, someday, they'll look far enough back in time and Adam will wave at them, you know, like, you know, they'll see something that'll tell them a chiddush. And therefore, there are today, there's a whole body of scientists in academia that have a beshita ideas, have spent years trying to develop possibilities of how it could have started. And when you spend enough time saying how it could have started, it becomes how it started. That's really what happens. If you read some of their articles without being a genius, you just read some of the how they stretch things to create headlines, and the average Joe in the street is awed by it. And a lot of the things, if you ask them to explain it to you, I like to give an example, the idea that if they find there was once water on Mars, they say they find evidence of life on Mars. Now, what does water have anything to do with life? So pshat is this. Scientists today agree that life couldn't have started spontaneously without water. Because how do elements mix, molecules mix? You have to have a liquid. So hakol ma'idim today, without liquid, you can't have life. That means if there's no liquid, no life. If there is liquid, doesn't mean there was life. Could be there was liquid. Just means it's possible. So today, when they find evidence of liquid on Mars, they say they're finding evidence of life on Mars. There's no evidence of life on Mars. They didn't find an old New York Times from, you know, 2,000 years ago. They're finding that there might have been water, and they phrase it that way. I'm getting off topic, but it's interesting. There are some books from Daphne Carson will be interesting to read to see how right all of these theories are. They're theories that start off impossible. And then they show it's possible. When it's possible, it becomes a theory. A theory is published as a Mahalach HaChai.
That's what Hartman said yesterday. If you allow to count the Phoenix and Israel in the for a minute, so on a certain degree, we have to give
him. No, because he counts in Minyan, that's Gzeres HaKasav. We learn it out from the Meraglim that a Rasha counts in Why does he have to be a Tinnish Nishba? Even in Russia, the Meraglim were Shalom Pirish. Right? The Raya is from the Meraglim.
I understand.
So they were not Tinnish Nishba. Lachayasai. Well, that's for sure. If he falls in a bar, you know, no mister to pull him out. If you need it for me, you'll pull him out. But no mister to pull him out. I'm getting off topic. What? He's a chayla. Somebody who's mentally disturbed and has the day of a 13-year-old. A godly yeski stam about helping him. Somebody who's mentally ill is like anybody else who's ill. It's a mitzvah to give him tzedakah, but if giving him the money is going to make him worse, then it's never a mitzvah to give him. But somebody who's mentally ill, it's a chayli like all other chaylim. All right, let's get back to Hilchas Tzedakah. I always get sidetracked to these things. What about Goyim? So the Ramon Sif Aleph says something which is unclear. Now, what does that mean? You're traveling, you have a red light on the West Side Highway, and there's a fellow with a can that knocks on your window. So he washes your window, it's worse. But that Giuliani got rid of. He was Matzliach. The squeegee guys are not there anymore. But I always thought they come around with a squeegee. If you don't give them money, then they smear up your window. No, that way it worked. Anyway, what about giving him tzedakah? So what does it say here in the Ramah? What's unclear, and there's a machlekes rishonim in Gittin, in the Sugya, in Perek Nezikin. The lashon is doesn't mean A, you're giving out tzedakah, you have a warehouse, you're giving out food. A guy comes, so you give him also. Im aniyei Yisrael. What happens if he comes to you, you're at a red light, and he knocks on your window? So obviously it's worse. If you're giving out to Yidden, and he comes, you don't want to give him. That's worse. That's a bigger eiva. The stam you don't give him, you say, I'm sorry, you know, sorry buddy, I don't have it. So then it's less eiva. So here there's a machlaikis rishayin, machlaikis to Mardechai and the Ran, if Mibnei Dak Yisholim is only to give with, or even to give separately. And here it's a machlaikis to Gra and the Shach. Listen to what it says, Moshe, and then I'll come back to you. And let's just see what it says. The Gra and the Shach argue here what it means. Shach beis imani Yisrael lav dafka. Elafil adyeh v'kechavim l'chud mefarnesim v'nei dak Yisholim Ran. He passes like the Ran. So somebody knocks on your window, and you're obviously Jewish, so then Mibnei Dak Yisholim, you should give him. That's the sheet of the Shach. However, the Gra Beis says, Mefarnes in Im, you see the Dibra Masl Im, Nira Shaddai, think that's HaMordechai, Shaddafke Im Ani Yisrael, Doloi Kairan, Shekosav, the Im Lav Dafke. So we have here a Machloikis, the Gra and the Shach. A guy knocks on your window, so you tell him, I'll give you a dollar like the Shach, but not like the Gra, right? According to the Gra, there's no... Chil Hashem, no, maybe Kiddush Hashem. No, Chil Hashem.
If he's Jewish,
he's a Mumma Lahachis, you don't want to support him. So he said, it's more than Dak Yisholim. It's a worse Ava if you're giving out and you tell him, not you, you're a guy. That's a worse Ava. Right, so that you don't give, not everyone gives him. He doesn't expect every person to give him. So, you know.
It doesn't count as Meiser, though, right?
Oh, so that's interesting. It shouldn't count as Meiser. In the Sefer Ereich Tzedakah, which I mentioned to you in the past, he has in the back from Zilberstein that he says you can't count it as Meiser. When you give money to a guy, Nei Dak Yisholim, it doesn't. That's not Meiser. It's not tzedakah. It's Dak Yisholim money. It's not. You know, usually you give a dollar anyway. You're not running or to count them. Sometimes at work, people have pressure to give to tzedakahs, so to organizations. So it's interesting. There are certain tzedakahs like cancer research. Cancer research, assuming it's honest, cancer research is Yisrael as much as Guy. You see, there's a tshuva, Prince Rabbi Yashiv. He's not talking about cancer. He's talking about research into fertility. So Rabbi Yashiv makes the following distinction. He says, when you give tzedakah to research, the benefit will be totally for Yidden. The fact that Goyim get also is not memayiv the chelek haYehudi. If there's a kupa, they're giving out everybody who comes. So they have a pantry and they're giving it to everybody. So when you give them, if the guy is getting, so he's taking away from what the yid gets. When they distribute, they're distributing money. When they do research for diseases, a yid, the fact that Goyim also get is not memayiv the chelek haYehudi. And therefore, he says that research for these type of things is considered to be a tzedakah liYehudim. However, he points out, as we pointed out in the past, that the primary tzedakah is only hasakas aniyim and hasakas tayra. So this is like shar tzedakas. If you're giving to shar tzedakas, I mentioned in the past that a lot of tzedakas are in the ghetto of shar tzedakas. They're not aniyim and they're not... and then not hasakas atayra, but give me to the things that are a resource. Sometimes at work you have a pressure to give. They do a drive for some charity.
Sometimes
you might as well give the yin. Why are you giving the guy to fund the yin? You might as well give
it.
Oh, okay. You mean by law they have to? Okay. All right, so much for Goyim and Mumrim. Let's move on to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is the Sif on Seder Kedima for Tzedakah. Okay? This, it's a relatively long Sif, Ilcha Tzedakah, which are short Sifim. So this ranks with the major Sifim Ilcha Tzedakah. We had Meiser, and we had Dev HaSoyre. Here, in one long Sif, the Mechaber Amah go through Seder Kedima. I want to be Magdim. There are three psukim in the Torah that talk about Seder Kedima. Okay, there's one pasuk Ani Imach, the Chazal Darshan Hakarav Karav Kaidim. How exactly fits it to the pasuk? I guess Imach they Darshan to be a Karav. It says one Gezeres Hakasav Hakarav Karav Kaidim. It says Bisharecha Chazal Darshan Ani Eircha Kaidim. Second pasuk, and it, on the pasuk Evyain they Darshan HaToiv Toiv Kaidim. The need also goes, Rashi brings that in the Parshas Rei, I think it is, the Toiv Toiv. So there are three rules in Seder Kedima: relatives, and the Ayircha, and the need. You give somebody with a greater need. It's interesting. I would like to find, if it says anywhere, that if someone comes first, he has Kedima. In Hilchis Chashem Ishbad, Hilchis Dayanim, whoever comes first gets first. Din Torah, right? Whoever comes first is a, you wait on line like you're going to the grocery, right? There's a line. Whoever comes first. In Hilchus Kfura, it says the same thing by Chibur Kadisha. It says whoever died first has Kedima. Someone died on Shabbos, someone died on Matzah Shabbos. Chibur Kadisha comes in, they give Kedima to who's first. By Bris Mila, there's a little tumult of who goes first, either male twins or two children. So whoever's born first has Kedima. What about by Tzedakus? I don't know, I haven't found.
Who comes out of the car first?
Is there such a thing? I was first. Such a thing. So I don't know. I know three psukim: karav kaidim, ircha kaidim, and toiv kaidim. Somebody's greater than me. So let's learn the order in the mechaber. Who's a closer relative, a father or a son? What's a closer relative, a father or a son?
Father.
Where's
the
kibbutz? Yeah, he says same which Indian. Look, I want to point out to you, and again, it's not the Mechaber, but the second Gilyam Arsha on the page, just says, Birusha Talia Milsa. We'll have to discuss that soon, but for a point of reference, he says, Birusha Talia Milsa. It goes say the Yerusha. Now say the Yerusha, son is before a father. A right? Son Yarsha is before a father. So let's learn the Mechaber and we'll have to figure this out. Sifkin. Okay, so we'll have to look it up for next week. Okay. Let's see. Anoisi Labanov of Anoisi Vagadaylam. Shein Echaibim in Azaynisayim. Someone who gives to older children. That you don't have to feed them. What age do you have to feed them till?
Six.
So the Shach says in Dalit, Haynu Hebi Seirim Al Sheish. Shach Dalit says over 6 years old. Sheinachim says, Kidei Lilameid Es Habonim Torah. Why aren't you sending your seven-year-old out to work? You want to learn Torah. And to teach your daughters to behave like Bas Yisrael. This is great, Heter. Over 60, take off your Maisa money. Isn't that great? It says, give to your parents and they need it. That counts as tzedakah. And not only that, you have to be magdim, a father or a son to others. Even another relative, he has precedence. That fits. Say the Yerusha. Achiv mei aviv has kedima to achiv mei imai. So that's one rule. Vadiye beisay kaimel adiye irai. Adiye irai kaimel adiye iracheres. That's the second rule. So it seems Karev Kaidim is first. It sounds like if you have a Karev in a different city, the rule of Kravis is first. And then the rule of Adiyah Yircha is second. Sakta Hagav, Akfuim Be'ir Kruyin Adiyah Yirim, Kaidil Adiyah Acherim, Abalim Shabim, Kaibis Acherim. They have to live in the city. If they're visiting, that doesn't count. We'll have to see if it's 30 days or 12 months. We'll have it later. V'yayshvei Eretz Yisrael, Kaidmin Li'yayshvei Chutzlaretz. Now Yayshvei saw that before Adiyah Yircha. But they're before Aniyim from another city. And the question is why? Why should Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael have Kedima? It doesn't say. So there are two possibilities. In the Pas HaShulchan, he says, because when you give Aniyah Eretz Yisrael, you also have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He has a chiddush that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not only if you live there, but if you support Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, you also have a chelik in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, one second, let me just finish. Some Sefer says in his tshuva about this, he seems to say, because those who live in Eretz Yisrael have more mitzvahs. They have more mitzvahs, so therefore they have kedima. Some Sefer was mechadish, and Pesach Tshuva Dala brings it, that Yeshua Yerushalayim have kedima to the other Yeshua Eretz Yisrael. According to Pasa Shulchan, it shouldn't be that way. Because you're Mekayim Yeshua Eretz Yisrael anywhere you are. But Yerushalayim has more kedusha, so it has more kedusha. Equate, well, all Eretz Yisrael is equal to Yerucha. He just says Yerushalayim is bigger than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Right. Yerushalayim. I don't know what's Yerushalayim, by the way. What's called an Yerushalayim? The old city, so certainly. The new city is Beit Vegan, Harnof. How far is Yerushalayim? It's amazing. Baruch Hashem, Yerushalayim. You know, it says, Lost in Love, Yerushalayim is going to stretch. How far does it say? It's a number of parsa. So, what? Nahapras. Nahapras today is. No, but that's not Hapras. Hapras touches the Mediterranean in Turkey, above Syria. I don't know if it's still Syria or the beginning of Turkey. It goes down. But if it says Yerushalayim, if it says it's all stretched on the Hapras. The Chumash Amasi says, Ad Hapras, it's not talking about Iraq. It's talking about Syria. Yeah, it goes down. It's the same Hapras. So Ramesha writes that today, since you have to continue to support your children, if you don't send to school, the government will send them to public school. If you don't take care of them, the government forces you. So it's not tzedakah, you're obligated, you have an obligation. That's what we didn't hear today of people counting as tzedakah over six. What?
So it would be more like today's standard.
Today's standard, I guess, till after high school, you have to send. So at any rate, this is the Seder, the last Ramah we didn't do. The list from us is very important. People ask this all the time. Parnasas atzmai kedemes l'chol adam. Some people can't afford to give ma'aser. So parnasa of your own family has kedima to a person giving tzedakah. The gra brings the chayecha kaidman, the gemara in Ezeneshech of with the flask of water. Parnasas atzmai kedemes l'chol adam. And chayv la tzedakah chiyulei parnasasai. V'akach yardim parnasas avivimai. You first have to have your own parnasa. And then so the Mechaber didn't say father or son who's kaidim. The Ramah says aviv is kaidim to banav. Vakach banav, he kaidim leechav, he kaidim leshakraivim, hakraivim kaidim leshchenav, shchenav lan sheirai, and sheirai leiracheres. So within my Yeshuim it's arflif daisam. But Yeshuim has the same say the kaidim. So listen, he's saying a few chidushim. First, he says father is ahead of son, which is a chidish. And secondly, he's saying, in Aniya Yercha, your kraivim have, your neighbors have kedima to someone on the other end of town. That's what he's saying. Shcheinav is kaidim lan she'irai. And she'irai are kaidim to... So probably that has to do with the idea of imach, right? Imach, a karv kaidim. That idea seems to apply a seder. Now, why is a father kaidim to a son? Some sefer in the tshuva, chayshmish, v'kofay and dalid. He says such a good, beautiful chav. Listen to this, alam d'shachav. He says, al kibur ave'eim, you're not mechuyif to spend your money. Kibur ave'eim is mishal av. So that's some sefer. But once you separate Maisa money, that Maisa money is already not Michelle Ben. It's not money you can spend on yourself. Once you separate your Maisa money, then Las Kibra Veim, your father has kedima to your child. Because with that money, it's not Michelle, it's not Michelle Ab, but it's not Michelle Ben either. So he says that's why Aviv is kaidim. Now, not Kavila's problem. Tavi Me'erat. What? Yeah, the same is besides the minimum amount. Yeah. So, Pishvui you're going to have later as a separate halacha. The Pishvui has kedima to just about everything. You should know Pidyin Shvuyim. The Gemara says Pidyin Shvuyim means the person is in sakana and being tortured. Today, it could be it's a torture. You have to be down. When people are laying in jail and they say the collective is a Pidyin Shvuyim, you have to know. You have to be done if it's really pidyon shvuyim or not, because captives today in American jails, whether that has a din, I'm not sure. It could be it's a torture. It could be it's a torture. I'm not sure that all jails are considered pidyon shvuyim. It's a tzedakah to try to get them out, but they use the lash of pidyon shvuyim very quickly. I'm not sure that it's in the book. Yeah, what is parnosa sasvei? So it's hard to know. I want to tell you what the Gemara says. The Rambam brings. It says you should give your wife more than you can afford, your children what you could afford, and yourself less than you can afford. The Marsha says, how do you give your wife more than you could afford? Says that's why he says yourself less. You cancel it out. Some wives want so much that you can't possibly cut it out of yourself. But so how much is, you know, it's interesting, Chazal say when a woman gets married, the Gemara says in Ksubis that whatever her standard of living was as a single girl, she gets married. If you have a higher standard, she moves up with you, but she doesn't go down. Now what should you do? Her father has a lot of money and you don't have a lot of money, so I don't know. But Chazal says such a gather of we have to come back to this. One of the main questions, and we're going to see it's a difficult question, does this mean somebody has a relative who's needy? Does that mean he should give all his tzedakah, all his ma'isa to him, and nothing to other tzedakahs? What does it mean? So we'll see next week. It's a little confusing in how to pass it on that. So we'll come back to Sifkin.